So recently, my wife and I had combined our contact list in our phones, just so like one of us had a number that the other person didn't, blah blah blah. And what I found out was that she put a lot of nicknames in her phone, which are very very funny. So Timmy, what do you think your nickname was in her contact list?
Oh wow, for me,
yeah.
I guess Teetle.
Really close. It was Timothy.
Timothy. That's good. I don't. That's not on my ongoing mental list. So I'll have to add that.
Yeah. Timothy. Kelly, what do you think yours was?
Let me ask you a question. Is she one who gives a nickname and that's the nickname forever?
No.
Meaning, are they old or does she update them over time?
Oh no, it's old. It's old. It was.
I've just known Hannah for a long time, so
yeah,
could be a lot of things, I guess.
It was, and I quote, Kelly thinks he's cool McCoy.
Wow.
Wow, that's like damn shady.
Get fucked, Kelly.
He's cool. All right.
That was clearly from
me how you really feel.
It was clearly from a joke from like a decade ago that just oh, went in her phone once and that was it.
I love that. Mm-hmm.
Well, goddamn.
John,
do you know what Kelly is in my phone real quick? Kelly in my phone is Kelly Meow McCoy. Used to be a big cat guy.
Okay, all right.
Used to be.
And then you had kids, you ago. Loser.
Yeah, yeah.
So, John, your name.
I am astonished I have a nickname.
Well, it says Jonathan G, so you didn't even get a whole last name.
Yeah, that makes sense.
As I said, this is some decades of her just putting it in once, and that was it.
Yeah,
Jonathan G just sounds like a rapper.
Jonathan G.
John G.
John G. G. Mark, you obviously, your name is not in your phone.
Well, I know.
But I love when people get like really funny nicknames. Obviously, these are from like forever ago. Do you have any like funny names or any names that like, you know, like you have been given, even if you didn't want them? You know what I mean?
I got the nickname Tito.
I like that.
It was That's from a good my, one. My cousins in Tennessee. They, my family calls me Teetle, and they thought they were saying Tito.
Oh,
so I got Tito. And now my mom still to this day will occasionally call me Tito.
Mm. So is it like a second generation nickname?
Yeah,
because it was a nickname that was made off of one of your nicknames.
My nickname had a baby.
It's nicknameception.
That's a good one. I've never heard of anybody having a nickname because they had a nickname.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It's new.
I do like
actually impressive. The whole,
thank you. And it's let's see, how old is this nickname now? What is it turning? It's like it's probably at least I was kind of young, so probably 16, 17 years old. Man, it's going off to college soon.
It's about to graduate.
Yeah, I put people in my phone as funny names off and on, right? But I'm not too consistent. Ariel's name in my phone is super long. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
It is Cutie Super Love Mermaid Sweet Pea.
Oh, well, that's cute.
Okay. That is cute.
Okay.
And I will not reveal what I am in Ariel's phone because I put it in there once and she changed it, but iCloud is just messed it up forever. So on different devices, I'm different things.
So on some, it's Timothy Kofod because it connects to your account, and on others, it's Long Wiener.
Hey, Jake. You peeping on my
phone? I looked at her phone.
You guys are the only ones in my phone that have like a nickname.
Really? Because
I made you all your first name Dragon Puncher.
Aww, that's cute.
That's cute.
And those are the only nicknames I have in my whole thing. Although, oh no, I have Nard Dog, a guy I used to work with.
Oh my god, Nard Dog!
You worked with Nard Dog?
Dude, fucking Nard Dog.
Funny thing is I don't remember who this guy is.
You don't have to.
I don't even remember his first name.
If you would remember, it would sully his memory. So let's just keep him Nard Dog.
Yeah, I'm just going to remember him like I would remember a Nard Dog.
No, all the people in my phone have their normal names because I guess I'm boring.
I mean, same here, honestly, because at a certain point, like, it got to contacts that were like, oh, this is from a business or something that I have to deal with constantly. And I'm just like, this from this person, like, or this person from this company. And, like, otherwise, I will lose all, like, direction with who's who.
Yeah.
I'm trying to look. I'm like, I don't really have any. Yeah, God. Oh, God, it also synced everything from my work in here, too. God damn, that's way too much.
My nickname in high school when I was playing tennis was Mongoose. So I got, like, a cool sport nickname.
How the hell do you get that playing tennis?
I was really scrappy, and, like, I like,
killed a lot of snakes.
I rolled a scrappy, I really just, like, brute-forced my way to success when I was playing tennis a lot.
Did you get, like, an embroidered mongoose as your litter jacket? Like,
that would have been dope. Like a like the Cobra Kai logo, but it's just a mongoose ripping the cobra to shreds.
It's, it's like fire behind it.
I gotta remember that. That's actually a good idea. If I ever want to get a logo made for myself based off my glory days from 2008.
It's like you're the villain of a comedy sports movie. Like, what is that dodgeball movie? Except it's about tennis and you're the mongoose. You're the bad guy.
Big guy.
Versus every time he's like an Al Bundy, like where he's just like, yeah, that one time in high school when I got like four touchdowns or something. It's like, okay. Yeah, they called me mongoose.
Yeah, the only nickname I've ever gotten was for my bass playing. Somebody called me the Smooth Sequoia.
Whoa.
Whoa.
That's fucking good, though.
A legendary. Why don't you use that everywhere?
It's a multifaceted nickname, because it's your bass nickname, but you're into trees and shit.
Yes. Because the government won't put it on my driver's license.
Dang.
Well, they don't do everything right.
That's an understatement.
So, listeners of the pod, if you ever see me in public or real life, you must refer to me as the Sequoia.
John, you need to start a YouTube channel. You need to start a base YouTube channel called The Smooth Sequoia. Oh. And it's just you filming yourself just having some fucking fun.
Dude, obviously music YouTube is like huge. There's the there's a guy that I watched that I can't remember his name, unfortunately, but like he tries to play like really impossible bass lines, and it's always like really funny. He did a thing where he found a bass line that was really hard to do, and then he paid a bunch of people on Fiverr to like try to do it, and some people were doing it, just not in like the way that he was looking for, and then he was like so I decided to do it myself. And then it shows the neck. And then he has one hand on the neck and one hand strumming, or one hand plucking. And then a third hand comes in to do it.
I'm pretty sure I've seen this video, yeah.
it's really funny. But you got to do stuff like that. With a name like that, you have to utilize it. You have to utilize it for something. I, in fact, would subscribe and ring the bell. I'm just saying, John.
Yeah. Well, I'll think on it.
Smash that like button.
Smash that like button.
I'll sell my soul to the YouTube algorithm.
Whatever it is in this week. I mean,
bass player starts strumming, and you won't believe what happens next.
Your hook can be that you're just naked.
Yeah.
That's wait. But he also has to be clean shaven then.
Never mind. Fuck that.
Because of trees?
No, because he's that smooth Sequoia.
Yep.
All right, I'll start a YouTube channel, shave, and my wife will leave me. Sweet.
Not when the YouTube dollars start pouring in.
I was going to say, she'll be like...
Just sugar, I'm crawling back.
She'll be like, so are we buying our second mansion or what? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
So when you get that that YouTube plaque for when was it when you get a million or something, you get that silver plaque with a gold one. Yeah.
I don't know how this came up in my feed, but some guy who he does like fishing, like deep sea fishing, he got like one of them. I don't know if it was like the silver or whatever. But he got it, brought it out on the boat, and like opened it and then drilled a hole into it and then used it as a weight.
Yep.
Fucking funny.
That's a big dick play right there.
Which is I don't give a shit. I fish. Oh God, it's amazing. Well, we're about to sink a whole bunch of slavers, I think.
Yeah.
We ended last episode with you guys doing an ambush. I gotta admit, I didn't expect. The ambush that you guys did was on the two current leaders, because I believe that they had said that one of them was out at a mine, but you guys decided to ambush two of the people in the administrative office. One of them named Warden Elga, and then a Scarlet Tribe Poisoner, whom I don't remember if I wrote her name down, actually. But she's dead now, so who cares?
Yeah.
And the episode ended, however, with you all hearing outside, "Hey, the fuck did he go?" Which means that you're aware that one of the other guards has walked outside and has noticed that the dwarf or the Carlet Triad thug is missing. The one that you so brutally ambushed in that broken down house.
He was such a swell guy. I mean, we were
he had
monsters,
a, he had a whole career ahead of him.
we could do the whole charm and draw in into this house right here.
Yeah, what was that? The one that we killed. What was his name?
His name Caldus. Yep,
Caldus.
This it might be Sarin or something. Sarin.
So there was. Let me. I went through
and Sava and Ivar, and the big guy with the third arm.
So there's Sava, Tosk, Ivar. Oh, maybe Sarin was the poisoner's name then. Hmm. And then the big guy. Rin is another one.
Okay.
But they don't have name tags on, in fact. So.
Damn.
So you know that you've just heard this. I'm going to stay in initiative here. So Milari, you just got the killing blow, and it comes to Sir Thorn.
All right. So Sir Thorn's instinct is to try to lure this guy here. But for now, he's going to shut the door.
Okay.
Stealthily, if possible.
Slam.
But I actually don't. I actually close it so it can be heard. Like, I don't slam it, but like how a normal person would close the door.
Okay.
I just shut the door.
Hey.
And then with my last two actions, I will. Already in action to grab.
Make a deception roll to see if he believes it was a normally shut door.
That door sounded suspiciously.
Don't, that door sounded like it was shut by a bird!
Don't fuck this up, Thorn. You can close a door.
Righteous! Fuck!
Natural.
Second you close it, light just erupts. God damn it!
I care for deliberation of people. Damn it! okay, so close the door, and then you had two other actions. What were they? Sorry.
I was going to ready an action to grab anyone who opens the door.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Okay. Let's go through our turn here. What do each of you guys want to do on your turn? Laria would be next.
Okay. So when you said this guy was outside, how far
you wouldn't be able to see because the door faces the north, and this building that they came out of is like directly to the east.
Hmm. Okay,
so, unless you got some X-ray vision.
Yeah, no, but it was like a gruff voice, so we know it's the other guy. Because I was honestly thinking about like maybe see how well doing the deception check to mimic, you know, because how that poisoner kind of responded. Like, in case he gets by, knocks on the door, whatever, or will he just try and enter? Like, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like they would knock, right? Because this is the administrator office.
That's pretty simple to assume. If it's the administrator office, they're clearly in charge.
Okay. So what I was thinking of is like trying to mimic how the poisoner sounded. Because like, well, because we heard the poisoner, and she was like, "Wait,
yeah,
on.
Yeah."
Like very blunt and to the point. And if he comes up to the door, Laria will try to do a deception check to kind of mimic that. Like, kind of go, "What do you want?" And then do the coughing, the hacking, you know, that she was doing.
Sure.
Good plan. Good plan.
Nolly.
Nolly will sling a rock in her. In her sling. Ready for that bastard to come through.
Okay. Milari.
Milari is going to search the fucking warden.
Okay. The warden has... let's see. In her regular inventory, she has a man catcher.
Man catcher.
Man catcher. Dagger. A set of plus one scale mail, which, if you saw the picture, looks pretty freaking sick.
Does look pretty sweet.
Yeah. Obviously, she has some manacles. She also has a religious symbol of Norgerber on there.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah. Not great. And there is a set of keys.
That's what I wanted.
Yep.
Sweet. Okay, I also take her sweet-looking helmet.
Yeah. It's got a...
It's mine now.
Let me show the picture again. It's got some waves around, like, the ears, and the head of it, the top of it, has a crest that's a fish with its tail in the air. It looks pretty cool.
You're gonna have to cut some ear holes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well.
Let them things hang out. Alright. So, after that, it comes to the top of the round. Nothing happens.
Yeah, I wasn't too sure that they'd come through here. Except they're looking for the dude. I don't know if they'd come to the warden's office quite yet. But they might, after a while, if they can't find him. Just a matter of where would they search.
Yeah.
Well, we currently have no vision. We are in a closed box. We're going to need to try to find something better here soon.
Someone needs to go out and see what the situation is.
Are they stealthy? I could go out.
Can we hear anything else before we do something like this?
Go and roll perception. See if you can hear anything happening outside.
We keep it in turn order, so is this a Sir Thorne perception?
Let's keep it in turn order here, just because.
I got a natural 1.
Nice.
Or a 20.
Okay. You ever had the thing where you're ringing, the ringing starts going in your ear, and you're like, That's what happens.
You rolled a natural 20 and got tinnitus?
All right, Laria.
I only got a 30 perception.
30, okay. Nolly, who'd you get?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to spend an action on perception when it gets to my turn.
Okay. All right. I'll just go in order then. Laria, you do hear somebody talking. But it sounds a little far away, and with the rain kind of hitting the roof of this, it's kind of disrupting that sound. But it sounds like two people kind of talking back and forth, but it just sounds very far away.
Oh, I see two people talking out there. Can't make out what they're saying, though. Oh, shit. And does sound like the gruff voices, like thugs.
It does sound like one of the Scarlet Triad thugs, but it's like another one that you're not too sure.
And direction wise, you said
it southish.
Southish. Great. Seems there's two voices on the south. I have no idea if they're coming up here. It's only a matter of time till they find their friend.
I still think someone should go out there, try to lure them in. Someone who can be quiet. So one of you three. I think this is our best vantage point. We could probably get them here through deception. Then we'll get rid of them before they sound any alarms.
Well, I'll go out then.
Alright.
Because I can only cast Charm on one person, right?
You can cast Enthrall on a group, though.
True.
Yeah, I think like it's like, do some recon if you can lure one or two people here. I don't think you need to charm them necessarily. I think you just need to get their attention before they find a body.
So what? Just get their attention and run back here? I don't feel like that's going to work either.
Or just get eyes on the situation so we have more to go off of. So until you get out there and see where they are, we won't really know.
Going to stealthily exit and then move along east the wall of this building. And then to end up right here.
Okay, so all like on the back corner of it?
Yeah, and if I don't see anybody from where that vantage, I will move up to the next corner. But only if I don't see anybody.
Alright, so you can go ahead and move your character there. I will say from there...
It's still making me move all the characters.
Oh, if you hit escape, it should make you let go of like everybody. Maybe. If not, I would just move you. Okay. Alright, I will move you to the back corner. Okay. So, from there, you do not see anybody. You look kind of down the alleyway where you guys were, between the ruined house and the two slave houses. You don't see anybody there. Now that you're... But you are outside now, so you can hear a bit more clear. It sounds like one of the thugs is talking to the southeast, which you know is where that little like watchtower was.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I will move to the next corner. If you would like me to roll a stealth roll, just let me know.
You don't have line of sight of anybody, and the sound isn't going to be a huge issue. So just go ahead and move.
I'm still moving everybody. I'm going to reload the application real quick.
Okay, I will move you for now. So you get up to the next corner. Make me a perception check. To kind of like hear what they're saying as their voices are becoming a bit more clear.
Oh, goddamn. Okay. 38.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you hear them talking. So you hear what is clearly one of the thugs' voices, kind of a dwarf voice. And you hear what sounds like a human, maybe. And they're talking back and forth. Like, you haven't seen him. He's like, No, I've been looking here all night. I think he went for a piss at one point. Like, but he didn't go anywhere. You didn't let him out. He didn't go anywhere. And like, I don't think so. Maybe he's sleeping on the job again. You hear them kind of bantering back and forth like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I will move down to the next corner.
Okay. When you move down towards the next corner, go ahead and roll me a stealth check.
All right.
Because you know they're in that direction. You'll obviously be trying to be stealthy here at this point.
31.
Okay. All right. Okay, so you go stealthing by, and I'll say that you can see. You can see this. Hold on one second. So you see, because the watchtower is like above the fence that's been around this whole place. Mm-hmm. So you can see that there's a watchtower, and you can see a guy in it, and he is looking down and talking to somebody like behind him. So it looks like the Scarlet Triad thug is just out of the way, but he's talking to him.
Okay. Just give me 5 seconds to read the spell Enthrall.
Okay. Thinking about using Enthrall.
God, Elk would have loved to slap this guy.
Mark is slipping back into Elk, going, "God, it just right between the eyes, right there."
Right there, God, so much damage.
I was playing in a home game with a mutual friend of mine and John's, And he had never watched Game of Thrones, and I tried to reference the scene when the wall is being attacked, and the ballista, or no, one of the giant's arrows just takes a dude into the upper atmosphere.
It's like the one guy's arrow doesn't even make it, and then the giant just stands next to him. Looks up and just boom.
And I sent it to him and he just started cracking up. He was like, holy shit.
I don't know if this is a good spell for this situation. Because it doesn't they don't necessarily follow me, they just become enthralled.
Yeah, and they can only use recall knowledge, I think, in move actions.
Yeah.
It would be up to interpretation. To Jake and how he'd want to play it.
Well, let's read through it. Your words fascinate your targets. You speak or sing without interruption throughout the casting and duration. Duration is sustained. Targets who notice your speech or song might give their undivided attention. Each target must attempt a will save. Fuck me. so many. The GM might grant a circumstance bonus to a maximum of +4 if the target is of the opposing religion, ancestry, or political leaning. Interesting. Or otherwise unlikely to agree with what you're saying. Each creature that comes within range has to attempt a save when you sustain the spell. If you're speaking, enthrall gains the linguistic trait. Okay, so... yeah, it's an interesting spell. I wonder what the... Okay, so like, let's look at the successes here. So, they critically succeed, obviously nothing. If it's a regular success, it's the target needn't pay attention but doesn't notice you tried to use magic. Failure is the target is fascinated with you and can attempt another will save if it witnesses actions or speech with which it disagrees. If it succeeds, it's no longer fascinated and is temporarily immune for 1 hour. If the target is subject to a hostile act or another creature succeeds at a diplomacy or intimidation check against it, the fascination ends immediately. In critical failure, as failure, but the target can't attempt to save until save to end the fascination if it disagrees with you. So, fascination is an interesting thing because, like, fascination just says you're compelled to focus your attention on something, distracting you from what else is going on around you. So it's sort of like it sort of sounds like enthrall would be like a way to counteract, some sort of like large, emotional manipulation kind of thing. That's what it sounds like anyway. I don't know if it's relevant here necessarily, but
enthrall. Enthrall seems like it's more, like, just from the reading of this, like, especially with fascination, that it's useful to distract someone while someone else sneaks behind them. Because it says you take a -2 penalty to perception and skill checks, so it's kind of like going, oh yes, focus on me while everyone else kind of sneaks
by. Look at me! Did you guys watch the D&D movie?
Nope.
Yeah. The three of us watched that together. There's the scene where the sorcerer is using telekinetic hand to like steal everybody's money pouches, and so it's like would be the point of that is to like look at me don't worry about your money bags.
All right, I think you could argue this fascinated condition as they would be enthralled to you, and their attention would be fixated on you to the point where they wouldn't raise an alarm, because that would be like paying attention to something else in the environment. So, like, this fascination basically just makes you concentrate on something until you feel threatened by it. So if he casted enthralled and just, like, walked away, they would just, like, single-mindedly follow him instead of being like, let's follow him, hey, you raise the alarm. That's what I would mean. So if they both failed and they were fascinated, like that's they would just do that until it came to some sort of result.
Like, yeah. Oh, like what's that over there? Like we should check that out.
Let's all check it out like a horror movie. Right.
Yeah, so, yeah. So it's kind of like their job is to guard and to look for abnormalities. They spot an abnormality, they are undivided. They don't want to hurt it or anything, but they're just like, oh, what is that? So that could work for luring.
And they wouldn't act as rationally as they would if they just saw him.
Correct.
Where they would raise the alarm. They would just be like, no, what's that?
So the other thing too is that Enthrall says all creatures within the 120 foot range too. So it's a lot. Like it would be you guys even, because you guys are within 100 feet right now.
Like, wow, what's going on? Wow,
they'd have to see her, but
yeah. But still, I'm just saying, like, that's how big of an area that is.
Yeah, I don't think it works for this situation.
So
if you want me to give it a try, I can't.
No, I'm saying it does work, because if it works the way I think it would work with the trait, then they would follow you back to the house without raising the alarm, and then we could take care of them in the house. That's why I think it'd be useful.
Yeah, but these other buildings also don't have windows and stuff, right? So I would be enthralling whoever's in these buildings.
No windows.
Yeah, well, the two slave quarters, they had windows, but they were blocked, so there was no line of sight. But your point stands, Tim. So you want to use enthrall to like just like bring these people over to ambush them in the administrative house?
That or the woods next to them.
Okay. Oh, the little house with crops and stuff.
Yeah. I think the house would be good, because that's where we're set up for an ambush.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I would move up if I need to. I don't know if I do. I'm also really far away from you guys right now. Like, this doesn't seem like a great idea to do by myself.
Yeah, if you're at the watchtower, it's 140 feet from the watchtower where you are right now.
I don't know. I don't love this, but I am willing to give it a try.
I mean, I guess if your boot's on the ground right now, so I guess you would have the final say on what you think should be done. Because we're sure. Technically, you know, giving you advice as players, not characters.
Yeah, I agree.
So if Malari would not feel like this plan would work, then don't do it. And we can come up with something else.
I'm going to do it.
Okay. Well, I was gonna say, but before we make the final decision, so you were there for like a round to like watch them. So like, if you want to do it now, totally fine. If you want to wait longer just to see what happens, it's totally fine too. These two guys are just talking about what the fuck happened to Caldus, because he's just not there.
All right. I will give it one more round's worth of time to see if they do anything brash, and then I will use the spell.
Okay. So, after a moment, the slaver thug that was talking to that guy, you hear them finish up their conversation, just like, he's gonna fucking get it from Warden, or from Taskmaster when she gets back. I know. Look, if I see him, I'll shout. Okay, it's my whole job. Yeah. And then you see him, let me turn on his visibility state. You see him walk out from under the little, like, encampment, or the little room, quote, that the watchtower's in, and then he goes to the building on the south.
Okay.
And then it looks like he just takes his post there.
Mm. All right, they're no longer... So he is their guy. Okay.
It's interesting because it's 120 feet range, so as long as they both have eyesight of you, it would work. But this does kind of, like, having them separate now is interesting as well.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm going to audible here. I'm going to move. I can't move myself again. If I could move to where I'm just... Oh, no, I shouldn't do that. Because if he leaves his post, the other guy's going to notice. That's annoying. We're just going to enthrall both of them.
Hey, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to move up to here where they can theoretically both see me.
All right.
So
they're both looking away from you at the moment, because the one guy is obviously just facing away from the door, and then the guy in the watchtower is obviously looking out at the water. All right. So you're gonna move in line of sight for both of them then.
Yep.
Okay.
And
before you do that,
Yeah, the other thing we have to consider here is if this is too loud, it's going to wake up Three Arm.
That's true. That's a good point.
We do have the rain, but that could also be set against them. Actually, that's a great point. Would they be getting bonuses because of how loud the rain is to my enthrall? I don't like that.
That optional plus four circumstance that Jake could give.
Oh, that was.
There's so much about this plan I do not love.
Yeah. Okay.
I think you're just gonna have to go with your heart.
Yeah.
Heart of the cards, John.
Heart of the cards.
All right. There's nothing wrong with you sneaking back.
Right. You could just bring information back.
All right. I'll do that. I will sneak back, give them all the information.
Okay. Milari sneaks her way back. You hear a knock at the door, Sir Thorn.
It's our secret knock.
it goes like this.
we weren't very creative, but we just assumed nobody would knock one time.
Right.
who knocks once?
Makes sense.
It's a knock along with the secret message. They knock and then they just fire a gun off into the air.
Sir Thorn creaks the door open. I knew you'd remember.
It was extremely complicated, but I got it. The old trap. Alright, I describe everything to them.
Dang, alright. Trying to think what to do. Do we go down and get him? Or we just try to keep making our way up and around
I don't hate getting on the other side of the walls, going around and trying to surprise Three Arm. Because Three Arm is biggest threat right now. Don't love that there's, what'd they call her? The Taskmaster or something?
Yeah, the Taskmaster.
Yeah, I don't love that.
Her imminent return.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's the one who's out.
So, I like the idea of trying to get a drop on Three Arm if we can.
Yeah. What did they say who was in this building? The one to the right of that well.
That's clearly just like where the lesser employee is working. Would you know who is in there?
I thought when our dude. Did we ask his name?
He was Caldas.
Caldas. Yeah, when Caldas told us, I thought he just said like that's just like a place that we all sleep or something.
Saren, Sava, and
Ivar. Oh, that's true. That's true. Okay. So yeah, so you would know that there is. So you see, one thug is now watch at the slaves' quarters. There's the guy in the watchtower. So you would know, process of elimination, that there's two more.
Okay. So, one in the watchtower, one down south, two in the building, and Three Arm around the side.
This is, like, really boring, but I kind of just want to gank the guy by himself just to, like, get him out. But
yeah,
I also want to, like, get to the point here. I want to find who's in charge. So
probably the Taskmaster, I would think. But
they're not here.
The thing, though, is like, we can't be rescuing anyone until everyone is dead. So, yeah. Like,
so we have to kill all of the hostages.
We have saved them from life.
So I'm not mad at the idea of doing Three Arm, because four guys left, we could probably take four. That's a head-on-head, right?
Yeah.
But four guys plus Three Arm, that sounds like a losing fight.
Yeah, plus that guy's so far away that it will take him a couple rounds to get to us if we do raise some alarm. So he might not get there till the...
That's true. Like, so
he might be dead by the time reinforcements show up.
Yeah, yeah. And in that case, it's like, okay, the rest of the camp's alert, no big deal. It's a 4-on-4. We clean house. And then Taskmaster shows up and, you know, showdown, maybe. Or maybe we go out and find Taskmaster, even.
All right, we're going to do our plan. We're going to do the go for Three Arm.
Yep, let's go.
Yep, let's do it.
All right, so you guys want to sneak over to where Three Arm is resting? Yep. Okay.
Now, last time we had talked about this, we talked about dropping into the other side of the wall so we can kind of skip the whole you know, people seeing us, and then we drop on the other side of the wall.
Okay, so you want to just jump out, walk around, and then jump back in. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So the visuals won't be a problem. And we're so far away from guards that the audio won't be an issue either.
Okay.
I think practically the biggest thing that we have to look out for is Sir Thorn landing after climbing the wall. It might be advantageous for us to, like, Nali, Malari, and Laria to position themselves around Three Arm and raise to strike right as Thorn lands, just in case, but I don't know. We can figure that out when we get there.
Yeah, that's fine. And also, I'll be doing this wall with a much better roll than I had when we were trying to get in.
Oh, yeah, because you're following the expert.
Yeah, we know the. Yeah, I know the rules for follow the expert now.
That's true, that's true.
Alright.
We kept mistakenly calling it Follow the Leader, and I just was thinking of the Korn album.
Yeah. I mean, Follow the Leader sounds better than Follow the Expert, but or whatever it is.
Only because it reminds me of that sweet new metal band. Anyway. okay, so you guys roll me stealth checks and stuff like that. Obviously, oh, yeah. The DC's, you know, pretty negligible for you guys, but...
Oh, yeah. Easy. 35.
Jesus.
33.
Okay.
Oh, man. 34.
So good. I rolled a 5, so I got an 18.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Terrible. These stealth checks doesn't matter. Keep rolling like piss.
Okay, and that was with the follow the expert and stuff?
Yeah, that was with follow the expert.
Okay. So you guys get to the other side of the... So you go to the other side of the fence. Uh-huh. Let me shove you guys all over there.
Oh, God. And I was half expecting... And there's 5 thugs out there.
just like, oh, it's you. all right, there we go. All right, everybody should be over there now. Yep. There we go. Okay, and you... you guys are able to walk around to the edge that you wanted to be at. You guys should have... Okay, so you have the Fog of War, so you at least know where, like, what edge you want to come in on. So I guess just, like...
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay.
I'm assuming. Yeah. Oh, God. Remove it, sir.
These people who designed this encounter never thought about phasing out of the walls.
All right, so you want to come in kind of on that corner. So, like I said, when you looked in that area, you saw that there was a bunch of carts, but that was all that you really saw over there. It was mostly dark. But so you know that there's like carts over there, but that's like about it.
All right, so, should I be the first one over?
Let's come in teams of 2. Yes.
Agreed.
So. We could, yeah, you go first over, and then Laria be right behind you.
All right, let's go.
Yep, yeah.
Let's go. What do you want me to roll?
Athletics.
Yep, so it'll be athletics, and then obviously it'll be a stealth to kind of maneuver over.
That's not a good roll.
Athletics? Where is athletics?
Yeah. Does Mia Laria have athletics? You might have to follow the leader on this one.
I don't have athletics, actually.
Yeah, so
I have acrobatics. Can I use that?
No, you have athletics. It's plus 13.
Alright, well, I'll just trust you.
Yep.
Plus 13?
20. 20. Okay, that's actually enough.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yep. Thought I was boned there. There's 7 on the die.
No, I mean, you guys have used rope last time, so right. that heavily reduced the DC. Okay, so you're able to get over, and then obviously your stealth check.
Stealth check, which I'm much... Yeah, okay. 33.
Okay. Classic. All right. And then so is Mialari. Who else is going over?
Laria.
All right. Same thing. Athletics and the stealth.
Low roll in athletics for a 24.
24. Okay, that's...
That was a natural... I know it's a natural 2, but I'm like, dang. Athletics plus 22. Oh, I'm
Jesus,
like,
that's ridiculous.
Dude, she serves coffee all day long, man. Forearms, oh my God.
Lift up those cartons of milk, man.
Grinding beans.
It's a manual grinder. Yeah, exactly.
It's like, hey, you just have to grind these beans, and then someone else tries, and you're like, God damn, what the hell? And she's like, oh, all day. Don't worry, you'll
just with her palms. Just
look at my palms. They're so calloused. And 30 for stealth.
Okay. You guys make it over just fine.
Real quick, do we see anything with the carts?
So the carts are just there. You can see that there's like there's some tools in there. You can see that there's a few like picks, like chisel and mining tools. But they look to just, they're kind of crappy. But they seem to just kind of be around. Maybe one or two is in the carts.
Mm-hmm.
You do see in the building. It's a very small building, but it's directly to the south of you. You can see a single arm is like kind of sticking out, and it's like laying on the ground, palm up.
Alrighty.
Huh.
It is enormous.
God. Cool.
All right. I think Nolly's gonna make her climb over at this point.
Okay.
All right. So 24 for the athletics.
Yep. You make it over.
That's the roll I wanted. And a 36 for the stealth.
Yep, perfectly fine.
Man, we're so stealthy.
Come on, champion.
We'll see about that.
He was like, over our dead bodies.
Yeah.
Clank, clank, clank.
So what do you think? Start throwing over wall, and then we go in and gank, and then Sorthorn can follow what and help finish up.
Yeah, this thing probably has like 300 health or something.
Yeah.
All we need is to all roll crits, all roll nat 20s, all get crit cards for triple damage, and we're fine.
Listen, Tim, I know I can hold my end of that up.
Alright. So you guys ready for me to climb over them?
Well, let's all three of us get a little closer to this guy before. If that's what you want to do to Tim, because we're not close to him right now.
Okay, so we want to get in position and strike first, and then Sorthorn climbs over. I'm fine with that too.
I'm not saying we have to strike first, but I thought you wanted to get in striking position before Thorn jumps.
Case he wakes up
and
because Thorn's too loud.
And then we still get the surprise on him. That makes sense to me. Yep, I like that a lot.
Yep, that's what we want to do.
Okay.
Oh, if this all thing right. has blind sense, we might be fucked.
So the building is here. I'll carry over your stealth checks. When you guys get to the front of it, like I said, you can see that enormous hand just sort of like laying out, barely over the, you know, through the threshold of the door. But it looks big enough for like one of you to get in. But it gets through the door frame, but it doesn't look like you guys would have much of like a way for all of you to kind of surround him.
Yeah, I'd rather not be alone in that thing with him.
I got this. Go alone in.
I'm ranged, so I can stand like, you know, several feet away and it can lob it on the inside, you know, lob it to the inside.
Yeah.
Okay.
The biggest thing for me is I need to be in flanking. So
Off guard. They'll be off guard already for at least the first strike.
Okay, so we're in position ish.
So the door's here on the west side of that building, and you guys would have to be in like that kind of that position here. You can see the path kind of going up to that side of the building. So you'd have to be on the west side of that in order to see him.
Yeah.
So the door, like I was saying, the door is on the west side of the building, so facing the west, I should say.
Oh, so what's that to the north of the building?
I think it's just a vestigial window, probably, into whatever that building is, but...
So all right. It's not a real window, or is
it's
it?
It's not a real window.
Dang. Okay.
Fake. It's a fake window. It's just painted on it.
All right, well, I can stand, like, right here, then, and get a good, nice shot in.
All right. And then who's going to be directly in front of the door?
Yeah, I guess Laria will.
Okay. So I'm going to reveal the creature.
Okay.
It is a large creature.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And it looks like this.
Dang. Oh.
I no longer want to be in front of this thing.
Wow. That's terrifying.
Yeah.
It's got four pecs.
Yes.
He does have four pecs.
He does
so,
have.
Yeah. So this thing, obviously very humanoid. It looks, very giantish in nature. Massive arms and muscles. It's, completely, it pretty much just has pants. It looks like the Hulk. But it has one, the most obvious thing is the long three clawed arm that sticks out from its like abdomen. It's like Goro has like the arms under the arms. This has that, but it's like, it's totally different than his other two arms. Like I said, long, it's long gangly almost. But the other thing that you guys notice as it's sleeping there is it has huge fangs.
Yeah.
They look like spider mandibles. Like that's how big they are. And they're just protruding from its mouth. And it is just laying there on the floor of this building, just.
Man, it's going to suck having to face tank this thing. Good luck with that, Kelly.
Yeah. Yeah, this is terrifying. And I just feel like I'm going to make him up, but we'll see.
All right. Okay, so let's go. Let's get everybody into initiative here.
Yep.
Right. Obviously, he is asleep. But we will deal with that when it happens.
Well, wait. Let me. Can I get over the? I feel like I should get over the wall first because.
Well, that's what I was saying. I was saying because I want you to go over, but then initiative will start like once your feet touch the ground, and then it will depend on your stealth check.
If combat starts at all.
Exactly. Yeah. So do your athletics to climb, which I know you'll kill.
Miolari, are you closer than what you are? Is that where you're on the map? Do you want to be closer?
Yeah, I was gonna be
like within. Here.
Yeah, that works.
Oh yeah, Miolari and Laria.
That works.
Okay.
All right, my athletics was a 27.
Okay, success.
Natural 5.
On the all stealth?
Right. Come on.
Oh, no. On that. Okay.
The stealth. I feel like this dice is not doing well right now. I'm gonna pick a different one.
Yeah, they always say that.
Yeah.
You stopped right before you made it rich.
There we go.
You just had to try it one more time.
Here's my
that's what they always say.
Dragon Punch Squad 1.
There we go.
There we go. By the way, Black Oak Workshop.
Where dice are treasure. Get them while they're hot.
No, don't touch them while they're hot. Let them cool.
There we go. I got a 30.
Oh my god!
I've never seen a paladin ever get that high. Wow.
Great roll.
Somewhere in the world, Benson's pissed.
If I could do that, you seem kicking dirt for some reason.
Well, now we know Benson can follow the expert, which is pretty sick.
That's true.
So.
We're only five books into an adventure, and we finally figured out how to get the paladin to crawl around.
Roll good. All right, you plop down on the other side. There's a pile of pillows there, just catching your fall.
Hey, Bill.
So proud of that roll. Sticking with that dice.
You should be.
All right. So you guys do have a round. I think... You guys did a knowledge check on this, right?
Yes, and okay. It was successful. We actually, I know the thing's name starts with an A. I just can't remember what.
We did. So is it Asach?
How do you spell that?
A T H A C H, Asach.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know that it has obviously that like that third arm that is like super long and it's rumored. That's what it was. It's rumored that these things have a very debilitating bite.
Yeah, I just looked at some of the images for these things, and they got some gnarly art.
Yep. Yeah, they're gross. They're pretty gross. All right, so let's roll initiative, and then obviously you guys will get your surprise round.
Yep.
Let me go ahead
you
and roll.
You want me to be directly in front now?
Please.
Yeah, so there's only room for two of you to be in front just because of how tight this door is.
Yeah.
So to move whoever you want to be in order there.
Yeah, I'll go because I want to, fishing for a crit just so if I can stun this thing.
Oh, right, yep. Okay. Let's go. Nolly, what'd you get for initiative?
I got a... Of course, the one person wasn't ready. I got a 40!
Damn!
Damn!
I know. 19.
Laria.
32.
Sir Thorn.
29.
Wow, good initiatives, everybody.
I know.
And Mialari.
31.
So I'm gonna be tense. I'm gonna take another step back from the door since my lance has reach.
Oh, good, gotcha. Good.
Okay. Alright, so beginning the encounter. So Nolly will go first in initiative, so like I said, the surprise round. So we're just gonna skip his turn.
Yep.
And then we'll see what happens.
Oh boy. Okay, I'm gonna with the hoe and rock.
Wait, is the door open?
Yeah, okay. There's not even a door. It's a big open.
Oh, like it's not. He's not like caged in. Okay, sorry.
No.
I also thought it was like a doghouse. To be honest, like he's just kind of lounging outside of it.
That is kind of the feeling that you get with this is that they were just like sleeping this, and he kind of doesn't really fit well in there.
He just needs pillows.
They gave him the smallest building in the whole camp.
Yeah, just about.
Scarlet Triad has their cruelty knows no bounds.
Oh no! A terrible roll, terrible. Oh, I got a 21. I think I'm going to burn my hero point on this.
Okay. Yep.
This is where we need it. We need it for this. Like I need to crit. Come on, Nolly. Reach deep within yourself. You're scared by a huge creature, but you faced off a Galagon. Yes, you did reach deep into yourself, because that's a 36 on the reroll.
And this guy's sleeping, so he has a minus 4 to his AC.
Yeah. When I made him unconscious, it made him prone, blinded, off guard, and obviously unconscious. So.
Dang.
All right. What was the total?
36.
36. Because of all that, you do crit him.
Heck, let's go. Yes.
Good shit.
Oh man, I needed that to open up. Okay, here we go. 2d10, 3d6 plus 7, and I rolled terrible.
Come on, Tim.
It's only 38 points of damage.
Yeah, oh, that's something, though.
So
man,
gross.
That's doubled. Oh, man.
And then I'm going to reload and last action launch another strike.
30's not bad. That's good damage.
Ah, oh, gee. Natural 2 for the last strike, so miss. One good hit.
I was going to say, so he's obviously no longer unconscious. So I think I can get rid of that. But I think, we'd still be prone and off guard because of it, yeah. Okay. Alright. So that was her turn. We will skip the big guy's turn. Is it still in surprise round? Laria.
Chill, big fella. Just, bam, just punches down. Well, probably it's actually her height, like him laying down.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, so he's a perfect guy. So yeah, no, she's just gonna punch hard. Let's see what we got here. That 30 to hit.
30. That is a hit because he's prone.
That pisses me off.
Pisses me off, honestly.
Well, he still takes damage.
Yep.
Whatever. So.
And he's off guard because he's prone. So.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, you know, hoping for an opening salvo.
Yeah, of course.
So 2d6 plus 6 plus 2d8 on top of... Oh, God. Wait. Oh, never mind. That's better. 16 points of damage, and then with sneak attack.
Yep.
That's 2d8 on top of that, so 16 plus 9.
Okay.
So that's, what, 25? I think?
Yes. Total? Yep, 25 total.
Good opening round, guys.
Okay. Well, that was her first action. Second action. Gonna punch again. So that's 13 plus... 13 plus that, so that's 4 less. 29 to hit?
29 is a hit because he's prone.
Yes!
Oh my god.
This is good. This is good.
Good, good.
Oh my god. 2d6 plus 6 again. 11 points from that. Sneak attack, 2d8. So that's 21 points of damage total.
Wow.
Okay.
So that was what? Over 60 points of damage to him?
Like, I think over 80 or something.
Yeah, yeah.
80.
Yep.
God, the last hit's definitely not going to hit. Yeah, no, it's not. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, she's there, so... Oh, boy!
Right, just all remember, right. Y'all, if you want to use your third action, you can use it to aid. And if you succeed, you can give the person a +2 because of my little bonus thing.
Oh, yep. Shit, yeah.
Bellflower crap, yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, I could do that. Never mind. I keep forgetting about that.
All right.
So can I change my third? I rolled.
You
so
rolled. All right. Mihalari Decor.
All right. I'm going to move up and stab the shit out of him.
Okay.
You can stab the shit out of him and then last action disengage and get the fuck away from him.
34.
34 is a hit.
Okay. And that's... 4d6 plus 6. Because of sneak attack.
Okay.
So that is 18 points of piercing damage.
Okay.
And second attack.
Is that with sneak attack? Because don't you get sneak?
Sneak attack's only 2d6 added onto it. Unless I'm wrong.
No, that sounds right.
No, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, I have the special thing going on, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you get 2d6, 2d6, and then plus 6.
Yep. Second attack's going to be a miss. And you know what? Just for the fuck of it. That's also probably going to be a miss. Unfortunate.
Okay. So Thorn.
So Thorn is going to open with an intimidation. He goes, Milani is here to judge you and punish you for your deeds. Oh, sick. I rolled an 18. So that's a 37 intimidation. Gets his will DC.
Okay, so it is surprisingly not a crit, but he is definitely frightened.
Sick. All right, so he's frightened.
Wait, hold up. He doesn't know what you're saying.
So do you have intimidating glare, though?
So I think he only gets a +4 if he doesn't know what I'm saying. So is it still a success with a +4?
What was your total?
37.
37. So... Okay, so it would still be a regular success because you were like edging up there. Yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
That's a really good roll.
Yeah. So I was gonna say. So he gets beat up and then he just sees you talking to him. He doesn't know what's happening, but it freaks him the fuck out.
He probably recognizes Malaria's name.
Maybe it's this giant lance charging towards his chest.
Right.
Maybe that's the scary part. He understands. All right, come on. Big roll, big roll. This dice has been
small.
This dice
man
has
is been yelling at me.
This dice has been good. Let's switch to it. Probably not good enough on that one. No, it's a 27. It's a shitty roll.
Yeah, it's a miss.
Gonna roll again.
Even with the prone and the and the frightened.
I got it all calculated in here, man. I promise.
All right. So that will be a 30 to hit.
30 will hit.
That's what I'm talking
about. All right, cool. All right.
Only eights in those D8s, Kel, okay? Nothing less.
Nothing less. Not bad. 6 and a 7.
Oh!
So, 19 damage?
Yeah.
Yep, 19.
Okay. All right.
Weech has probably done almost 100 damage to him on the open salvo. Open. That's good.
Yeah, that is pretty good. Okay. So now it comes to the actual combat here. So Nolly, you go first.
All right, one action reload. Because I think I used my last action to try to hit. Yeah, because I had to reload in between. Okay. First action reload, second action. Walk! Yes! 16 on the die for a 34.
34 is a hit.
Okay. And I am going before it in initiative, so it's technically still off guard to me. It hasn't. No, that's the rules of the game. If you
no, I know that. I was thinking because it's like awake now.
It's,
yeah.
I'm just telling you the rules of the game. All right, how you interpret them, that's up to you. And you know, I respect your decisions.
Wait, what rule are you talking about?
I go before them in combat, they're off guard to me.
Oh, I mean, he's still prone, so you're off guard. He's off guard to you anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, he's right.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
The prone thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the important thing.
I forgot about the fact he hasn't got nothing.
Actually, I think you have to have a special ability if it's before combat. Or you're the I think
Mialari has it. It's that surprise attack thing. Yeah.
It's
anyway.
The prone thing. We're good. 17 plus 7 is 20.
I was in the middle of eating something and I was like, that's what I have, but I'm eating and I'm not going to say anything.
24 points of damage.
We all know Tim likes to cheat.
No cheater. I read the book. Cheater. I cheat.
Did you read Jake's adventure here?
Yeah, of course I did. He doesn't lock down any of his personal information, so I hacked into his Google Drive, read the whole thing.
His password was Hunter12.
Well, I thought it was different enough. Anyway, all right. So that was your reload first attack, and then reload again.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's the big guy's turn.
So that 24 damage did not put him down. Just want to clarify.
Nope, did not.
Shocking. I know.
He's mostly just a little angry at you guys. He stands up and yells. Ah!
Sir Thorne takes his reactive strike.
Okay.
Oh, stand up. Yeah.
Yes.
Come on, big roll. Big roll. Good enough. That'll be 35.
35's a hit.
All right.
Come on.
All right, that's 18 damage.
Okay. As he stands up, he is going to swing out twice at Laria.
Yeah, figured.
Because you are right in front.
I'm sorry, I can't liberate and step you because I used my reaction.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Okay. So, first strike with his one fist. It's going to be a 41 to hit.
Oh.
Ow, that's a
crit. Oh, no.
There's 48 points of total bludgeoning damage.
Oh my gosh.
Oh boy. That's not fun.
Wow.
Okay. Next one is going to be another attack on you. Remember, he is frightened. And with the map, is a 26.
Okay, so what I will do is activate an ability of hers called Try Again. This, if I'm being targeted with a melee attack, it adds a +2 circumstance bonus to my AC against that trigger attack. It wasn't going to work before, because, okay. I mean, it was on crit no matter what.
Sure.
but this case, if the attack misses, I retaliate with a strike, and it doesn't count towards my multiple attack penalty.
Oh, it's like nimble so, dodge, like, but you get an AOO out of it. That's dang. So cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's kind of like he goes to hit, she kind of ducks under the fist, and then, or the claw, and strikes out. Like, maybe like a hat. I don't know, attacking a big chunk of his arm, like having a deltoid or some shit. So she just gets to rebound attack.
Yep.
That's indeed. That's
31
to hit.
31 is... That's a hit, yeah.
Yes!
Okay, no... Nah, not flanking or anything, yep, so no, it's just d6
points. No sneak attack now.
15 points of damage.
Okay.
I try again, you big bruiser. Actually, please don't. That actually hurt.
okay. Laria, it is your turn. I will say that he yelled extremely loud.
Crud. Okay, so either way, going to attack again. Just punch. So that's a 34 to hit.
Yep, that's a hit.
Okay. 14 points of damage.
Okay.
Just gonna punch again as fast as possible. Oh, 17 on die. That should hit 17 plus 16, so 36. Correct?
The 17 plus 16? That'd be 33.
Oh, 33. Yeah. Shit. My bad.
Okay, so.
That still should
yeah,
hit, right?
Yeah, so it still hit, yeah.
Okay, so 2d6 plus 6 again. Oh, another 15 points of damage. And last action, she is going to take a step back.
There you go.
Okay. Right.
You have many more people you can hit now.
Mielari, it's your turn.
This guy's still looking pretty hardy, huh?
I mean, he's bleeding quite a lot, but he doesn't look like he's stumbling. You know what I mean?
He's a giant?
Yeah,
he's definitely a giant of some kind.
Do sorcerers have any vehicle to gain spell slots back?
No. She's a unique.
Yeah.
So, you only use one. You use what, charm?
Charm, yeah, but it's the next spell I'm thinking about that I'm not sure if I want to use right now or not.
Oh, you're just thinking about it. Okay, I gotcha.
But true strike?
No. You know what? I'm going to have three of them. We'll just use it. Look over at Nali and go, let's see if you have a repeat performance from that ice devil. Haste.
Oh, yes!
Oh, wow.
That's
okay.
Awesome. Because right. That way I can do two attacks in a round and reload. Beautiful.
That's the idea. And I am going to move then to the corner here, hoping that I can get behind it when it comes out of the building.
Okay.
Yeah, I just made Nali akimbo.
Thorn, it's your turn.
Thorn is... I think he's just going to... Yeah, okay, he's going to take his first attack and see what happens. Just throw it. 30 to hit.
30 is... Wait. 30 is a not because he's no longer frightened.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yep.
Alright.
Off by one.
Alright. He's going to... He's going to attack. He's going to attack again. Miss.
Damn.
And then he's going to... He's gonna step
diagonally up towards Nolly.
Okay. All right, so Sir Thorn stabs out, unable to do much, and kind of recenters himself. There's a top of round three. Okay, it's down round two because of the, right. You know, a surprise round. The guy on the watchtower goes, "Hey, big guy, big guy!" And then you hear the door open where those guys were sleeping. And I'll say it again next time.
Oh, no. No! It's always excuse, on my turn!
Excuse me, guardsman, he has a name.
It's Gigantor the Terrified.